在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Alibaba. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday,This summer, I'm bringing you stories to wake up your language learning skills. Alibaba. In a town in Persia, there lived a man called Alibaba. He was a poor woodcutter, and he struggled each day to feed his wife and children. All he ever wanted was to own a shop in the town, sell goods to his neighbors, and have plenty for his family. One day,Alibaba was cutting wood in the forest. He saw a troop of men on horseback approaching. Alibaba thought these men were robbers, so he climbed a tree to hide. Alibaba counted 40 men. He wondered whether this could be the band of 40 thieves he had heard so much about, the robbers that all of Persia feared.Their leader got off his horse and stepped around a bush towards a large rock wall. The powerful man faced the wall, and Alibaba heard him shout, "Open sesame!" A door opened in the rock wall. The door revealed a secret opening to a cave. The leader of the thieves stepped in, and the other robbers followed him.Alibaba waited until the thieves filed out of the cave. The captain closed the door, saying, "Shut, sesame!" Then the thieves rode away. When he was sure they were gone, Alibaba stepped toward the rock and shouted, "Open, sesame!" And the door opened for him, just as miraculously as it had for the captain of the thieves.Alibaba stepped through the threshold to find a large room, filled at every inch with all sorts of valuables, so brilliant with gold, silver, and jewels that Alibaba had to squint. He feared the robbers might soon return. He quickly gathered as much gold as he could carry. Alibaba remembered to say, "Shut, sesame," when he left the cave.But he didn't notice that a single gold coin dropped from his cloak to the base of the bush that covered the secret door. The captain of thieves caught sight of the coin glimmering in the sunlight one day. He was very angry. "How could you drop this and risk revealing our hiding place?" he shouted at his 39 companions. "But master," the thieves said,We know that the punishment for such a mistake is severe. Surely none of us have done this." "Then we have been discovered," the captain growled. He paced for several minutes with the thieves waiting anxiously for him to speak. Then he announced, "We must learn who has just become rich in town. That man and all his family must die." Well, that's it for today.Join me next time in a couple of days for part two of Alibaba. The text and grammar notes are available at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And even though I'm traveling this summer, I will be checking my email address for any messages from you, which of course I would love to receive. And if you send me an email, I promise to send you one back. The address is acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.